Today, we conclude our Project Milwaukee coverage of youth violence by focusing on possible solutions to the problem. Yesterday, we aired a report about the connection between violence and kids' mental health. Advocates say there needs to be a more coordinated approach in Milwaukee for making sure all the children who need mental health services receive them. Dan Magnuson is working to build a better network. He's executive director of the Counseling Center of Milwaukee and part of a group called Youth Mental Health Connections.
This 2005 report that came out that described the need that children in this community have for mental health services and the capacity to meet that need, What were the main findings of that report?
The main findings of the report is that if we take the general prevalence of mental health concerns for young people in America and look at our population and translate those prevalence rates in Milwaukee, we see that just under 40,000 kids in Milwaukee County are in need of some kind of mental health care. And that's before we factor in the impact of poverty, and Milwaukee is one of the poorest cities in this country, and before we factor in the prevalence of violence, which adds to the trauma that kids experience. So one of the main findings is that we see that there's around 40,000 kids who need care, and that we as a community have a good number of providers in many areas, in many neighborhoods, to address those needs. But it would help us as a community to be more engaged in better coordinated in the delivery of those services, and to notice also where it is that those services, where there aren't enough experts and enough capacity to meet those needs. So, for instance, there aren't enough child psychiatrists in this town to serve the need. So that's one piece. The other piece is that we as a provider community reflect the community itself. And so there's a disconnect often between neighborhoods. There's a fragmentation racially in this community. And so building the cultural competency of the mental health workforce is an important piece of the agenda for us as a community.
You know, I heard from a lot of people about this disconnect between providers or agencies who come in contact with kids. Can you talk more about why that disconnect exists in this community? In other communities, you know, people say there are better, more coordinated systems.
Mm-hmm. There's two kind of main reasons for that. One is we reflect this community, and Milwaukee's well known as a racially segregated community. A lot of bridge building between neighborhoods and between peoples needs to occur. And we reflect that as a community, as a provider and as community-based organizations to a certain degree. That's one piece. I think another piece is very important, and that is that unlike many other states in the country, the way that money flows into our community to provide these services is not as coordinated and planful as it could be. I lived in New York, for instance, New York State, for 15 years, and there is an Office of Mental Health in the state of New York, and similarly in Illinois, where the priority for mental health concerns at a policy level is prominent. And the resources to fund the planning and delivery of services is more prominent than it is here. Now, there are some reorganizations going on right now in Madison that are paying attention to this, which bode well, I think, for us in the future. But I think that's a critical aspect of a critical contributor to our situation.
You know, we know that in schools there are psychologists. We know that kids can access care through the child welfare system. Those are some organizations sort of on the front lines of this. Where else in the community are kids getting mental health care?
Well, there's different ways to get care. One is through formal certified clinics. And beyond that, there are these frontline workers, the teachers, the youth care workers. How do they experience, a question we ask is how do they experience these and see these and notice what a mental health condition looks like. What does depression look like or anxiety look like in a 10-year-old? How do you know? And what do you do then about that? There are parts of our group that are working on some interesting kind of resources to help frontline workers like teachers and so forth, like using YouTube-type technology, pictures and vignettes of what it looks like when you see a young person, and then what to do about that. How do you link that kid into a system of care and support?
Is that where a lot of kids sort of fall through the cracks is when, you know, sure, a lot of adults see this stuff going on, but maybe they don't know what to do.
Absolutely. It's tricky business. You know, what is a normal developmental kind of behavior? What does depression look like? And it's a big risk for teenagers. It's a very high risk. It was one of the leading causes of death, one of them, for teenagers. So how do you know what that looks like? And then what do you do with it? And there are some initiatives in schools. Mental Health America, which has been leading the community in helping to build awareness about, for instance, depression. And they are also now piloting and will launch this summer a web-based database so that one can just go on Mental Health America, just Google it for Wisconsin, and there will be a database that one can find providers. So the question is, what do you do when you see a young person? Well, that's a way just to get onto the web and link up with providers that exist here in Milwaukee.
We want to hear more about solutions to this problem. And the group that you've been working with, Youth Mental Health Connections, a consortium mm-hmm. of interested parties mm-hmm. in this issue, tell me more about what this group is involved in, what it's doing to, you know, make the range of services better and more available to the kids who need it.
Sure. We've been meeting for about 4 years, a group of about 36 community-based organizations and people concerned about this. Some of the things that we are doing this year and are moving forward, I've mentioned one of them, and is to support some of our members in this YouTube, this frontline worker training. We are working closely with Mental Health America to help them build and make available to the community this database so people can find care and services when they need it, helping school districts link services in the community with the teachers and principals and staff in schools at MPS. They're a key player, an important player with Youth Mental Health Connections. We also are working with a group called Clinicians of Color because we recognize that the cultural competency of the provider workforce is something that needs to be strengthened. And there is a group of clinicians, mental health clinicians, who have gathered together and meet regularly to help advance that learning in the community, and we're working with them to help that happen. And policy matters, too. We recognize that the resources for the provision of services from the health insurance world is an important part of this puzzle. And there are efforts in Madison and in Washington to bring into play what is called mental health parity, which puts mental illness on a par with physical illnesses in terms of the provision of care. And so we're involved with a number of associations and efforts to help bring that into reality.
So, Dan, what would you say that you've learned after being here for several years and going through this research about Milwaukee and about the uniqueness of the issues and problems mm-hmm. here?
Yeah. We're not unique. Many communities across the country struggle with this in a big way. There was a well-known Surgeon General's report on mental health coming up now in 10 years ago, noting that one of the main ways that mental health services are provided in America is through the criminal justice system. In other words, there are so few resources to serve the needs of people struggling with mental health issues that a way to get services is to get involved in the criminal justice system. So my point in saying this is it's a crisis on a national level, as the Surgeon General's report indicates. Our struggles here reflect that. And so we're in this for the long haul, and we're not alone. And so that's one piece, and depressing in a certain way. On the upside is this Youth Mental Health Connections group a group of 30 organizations with no funding have been getting together monthly for 4 years, tenacious. I mean, we are tenacious in terms of our commitment to make this better as best as we can. And this is something that I see in Milwaukee. Despite the challenges of poverty, despite the challenges of violence, there are lots of very caring people, very committed organizations, dedicated to advancing to a better place in terms of this issue and other issues. Teen pregnancy is another example of this commitment to make things better.